The fourth aliyah of Parshas Vayakhel talks, as much of these parshios do, about Chachmei Halev, and it's a mysterious term which requires some explanation, and there are many theories as to what it means, especially because Chazal tell us that it's necessary to have Chachmas Halev in order to get Chachmas, so therefore it seems especially important to understand what Chachmas Halev could be, and there are many possibilities. One, Reb Chaim Volozhiner suggests, is that it refers to the idea of Yiras Hashem, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, and if that's the case, then we certainly can understand how it's relevant to the Hashras Hashchina. Another possibility, Rav Yochum Schlesinger discusses in his Sichos, that it could refer to Anivus, to humility, and therefore it's understandably connected to the Lev, because a desire to know more reflects the fact that you recognize that you don't know everything. If that's the case, we could suggest that it's also connected to the notion of Hashras Hashchina, because the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sota that a Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot reside in a place where there is a Baal Gaiva, so therefore Anivus, humility, is also related to the notion of preparing a place for the Shechina. A third possibility, perhaps, could be creating a connection between the heart and the mind, and therefore indicating the necessity of making sure that the learning has an impact on one's behavior. Another possibility could be that the idea of the heart lifting one up to feel a connection to the learning, as we find some of the psukim having language like that in reference to the idea of nesia salev. A fifth possibility might be suggested by the context of the psukim, in which it sounds like we're talking about an artistic sense. However, if that's the case, then it requires some explanation as to why that should be the entry point to all of Chachma and to all of spiritual attributes, unless we understand perhaps that the midah of being an artisan is the ability to see that which is missing and the ways in which one can contribute and fill in that which could be there that isn't. And that's really the midah of chesed. And that, Gemara tells us in many places, that the attribute of chesed is one of the core ways in which we fulfill the directive of the halach de b'drachav. And in that sense, perhaps it's also understandable how that could be a method of bringing the Shechina. If any of these are definitions of Chachmas Halev, then perhaps we can understand how the Gemara says that it's necessary to have Chachmas Halev before one can have Chachma, because all of these are attributes that one can still work on and develop, and it doesn't mean that it's impossible for one to get Chachma in the first place. And indeed, the Malbim understands that the idea of requiring Chachmas Halev before being able to have Chachma in the first place means that the idea of Chachmas Halev that's being referred to here is the ability to understand and to appreciate just what it is that Chachma means in the first place. Another comment regarding this aliyah as a whole, Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch notes that we find by here that all the kelim have now been mentioned three times, their completion and their deliverance, and then their construction within the Mishkan. And he asks why this is, and he explains that the symbolism is only effective when those carrying it out have it in mind. Even a Sefer Torah has to be written Lishma, and therefore the Torah is emphasizing that at every phase, this is what those involved had in mind, and this is how the symbolism is able to be effective, and this is also relevant to the impact the symbolism has as we learn about these concepts also.